I'm Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am E.
I am Z, and welcome aboard to Easy Pass Station.
Woo! So, if you guys remember, on Miscellaneous Music Madness last semester, I invited Zach on my show, and he had such a fun time that he decided to come on and do a new show with me called the Easy Pass Station. So, we're doing an introduction today, and we're doing songs that we really like, or songs by artists we really like, something along just those lines.
Some of our favorite songs ever.
Yeah. So you guys can get a little taste of what kind of music we like and everything like that. So this is really exciting. This is a very limited time only show too, because it's only lasting a semester since we're both graduating. So it's crazy.
Both becoming adults soon.
I know. Zach's going to med school.
Scary.
I'm going to get a job somewhere, career somewhere. We'll see. So I'm going to start. I have the first song. And I would say this is probably, if someone asked me what's your favorite song of all time, this is probably what I would tell them. Even though, honestly, this artist, I'm not like, you know, I don't listen to them a lot, but I really like the song a lot for some reason. And this is the song Animal by Neon Trees. So let's give it a listen.
Oh, I want some more. Oh, what are you waiting for?
And that was Animal by Neon Trees.
Okay, so this next one is my pick. I really like Bastille. Everyone knows Pompeii. Pretty cool. I got to listen to Pompeii in Pompeii.
Ooh. You know. Well, you know, I also went to Pompeii once, and I did listen to that song, and I made an Instagram post with the captioning the Bastille song.
If you close your eyes. Yeah. Well, that was a good decision on our part, but this next song is called Bad Decisions by Bastille.
Love me, leave me, rhythm of the evening, chasing a good time. London's burning, if the world is ending, let's stay up all night. Do you remember what you said to me? Cause we lost track of time, yeah, we lost track of time. You always let me down so tenderly. So if I sit die young and stay forever numb. You said that maybe this is where it ends. Take a bow for the bad decisions that we made. Bad decisions that we made. And if we're going down in flames, take a bow for the bad decisions that we made. Bad decisions that we made. So make the same mistakes till the morning breaks. So make the same mistakes till the morning. I'm here feeling lower than the Sterling. How'd you look so good? Groundhog evening, dancing on the ceiling. Kubrick's Hollywood. Do you remember what you said to me? Cause we lost track of time. Yeah, we lost track of time. You said that maybe this is where it ends. Think about what the bad decisions that we made.
Okay, so that was Bad Decisions by Bastille.
Yeah, I think it was a good decision to play that song.
I think so.
The next song I'm going to play is a song by my favorite artist slash band. I mean, it used to be a band, but I guess now it's just an artist. But this is back when they were a band, Panic at the Disco. I would say this is at least in my top three Panic songs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a lot of different ones that I really like. Pretty Odd is my favorite album also of all time. So I like a lot of songs from there. I also like Vices and Virtues a lot. I think that's an underrated album personally. But this is from their OG, A Fever You Can't Sweat Out. And this is the song called Build God, Then We'll Talk. So let's play it.
It's these substandard motels on the la 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 la. Corner of 4th and Fremont. Only cause they're just that unappealing. In practice, Catholic would cross themselves upon a tree. The rooms have a hint of asbestos and maybe just a dash of formaldehyde. And the habit of
inside her lingerie.
She's getting a job at the firm come Monday. The missus will stay with the cheating attorney. Moonlighting aside, she really needs this money. A wonderful caricature of intimacy. Yeah. And not to mention the gossipful end. Business. As he said to the missus, well, only hours before, after he had left, she was fixing her face in a compact. There was a terrible crash.
There was a terrible
crash between her and the bed. She spilled her purse on her bed and held the purse of a different kind. With the people inside.
And that was Build God, Then We'll Talk by Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, I was thinking about putting a Panic at the Disco song in here. Emma knows I love L.A. Devotee. Yes. That's a great track.
It's a very great song. But, I mean, maybe we'll get to play it at some other point, honestly.
That's true. That's
so,
true.
Yeah. I mean, I like Panic. You like Panic. So I'm sure it'll come up again.
Yeah, so this next song is by an artist that a lot of people like to meme on now, especially on TikTok and stuff, but it's okay, you know, I'll take the heat for liking this artist, but the song is by Ed Sheeran from Multiply. It's called I'm a Mess.
Yeah, and I relate to this song.
Oh, I'm a mess right now, inside out. Searching for a sweet surrender, but this is not the end. I can't work it out. How? Going through the motions, going through us. Though I've known it for the longest time, and all of my hopes, all of my words are all overwritten on the signs. When you're on my road, walking me home, 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 home. See the flame inside my eye. It burns so bright. I wanna feel your love. No, easy, baby. Last night, drinking to suppress devotion with fingers intertwined. I can't shake this feeling now. We're going through the motions, hoping you'd stop. And though I've only caused you pain, no, but all of my words were always below. All the love you spoke when you're on my road, walking me home.
Okay, so you just heard I'm a Mess by Ed Sheeran.
And we were discussing before if we liked Thinking Out Loud or Perfect better as a song.
And I'm team Thinking Out Loud.
I'm team Perfect. And I don't know. I feel like Thinking Out Loud was maybe slightly more overplayed, even though they were both overplayed to an extent. I was describing it to Zach as, like, you know, junior high, like the typical slow dance song. They always play Ed Sheeran. Like, they never diversified it. It was always Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about Thinking Out Loud. I don't know. Maybe it's his voice in that song or something. I don't know.
I think they're both still great, but yeah. Yeah.
You know, classic wedding songs.
Yeah, exactly. You know. So I think Ed Sheeran is still talented, even though people clown on him.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Such a great songwriter.
Yeah. All right. So the next song I'm going to play is a song by a band that I really like a lot. And I saw them in concert actually in Philly, like last semester during fall break. And this is a song by Jukebox the Ghost called Jump Started. It's one of my favorite. I switch between, once again, like panic songs, I switch between the songs that I really like, but this is the one I'm like mainly fixated on right now. So I'm gonna play this one.
Strictly business, nothing more.
As I held the door. What a sight walked in. Starts flying like a cannonball.
to the races, got my love jump started. The only one I want is you.
Say it again,
hey. I hear the bells and the ringing already. Four kids in the big old wedding singing you.
Say it again, hey.
Now as I make the long walk home, you got me feeling like an overdose. Maybe I just gotta pay a price. Maybe I just gotta pay a price. Oh, maybe I just gotta pay a price.
Must come.
Maybe I just gotta pay a price.
And that was Jump Started by Jukebox the Ghost.
And I was just saying, Emma, it sounds just like a Queen song. I didn't listen to many of them songs before.
Yeah, and then my mom texted me, this sounds like Queen. But yeah, for those of you who do not know Jukebox the Ghost, they drive a lot of their inspiration from Queen. And every Halloween, they do kind of a Hollow Queen music tour where they dress up as Queen and they, like, you know, play only Queen songs and stuff. And it's really cool. When I went to go see them, they did a cover of Bohemian Rhapsody and also Killer Queen. So,
cool.
Yeah, they're a really great band. Highly recommend.
So the next song is one from my celebrity crush, and my celebrity crush since I was like, I don't know, 12 or 13, whenever she was on Victorious.
Yeah, Cat.
Cat, yep. The song, I don't know, there's a lot of songs, but I really like her voice at the end of the song. I feel like she just has one of the best voices like on the radio and stuff now. So this one is Every Time by Ariana Grande.
Yeah, so let's listen.
Let go, but I don't really let go, and I say so. I keep
the ending of that song really gets better every time. That was Every Time by Ariana Grande.
Yeah, we were just discussing about how, so Ariana Grande was on Victorious, and that's kind of how she became famous in the first place. And, you know, the main star that Nickelodeon tried to, like, hype up was Victoria Justice, but she was arguably the least talented of the entire cast in terms of singing.
You had, you know, Jade and Andre. Yeah. They were such good singers and so talented.
Yeah, and Ariana Grande, like, became the most successful out of all of them when she wasn't even the main character.
So it's funny how things work out.
Yeah. But, yeah. All right. Next song I'm going to play is a song by one of my favorite bands that I'm going to be seeing in August, actually, so I'm really excited. This is a song that I actually played on my other radio show as, like, an introduction song to songs that I like and artists that I like. And I think it's because I really relate to this song a lot. It's kind of about how you want to hide your true self from someone, but it's kind of like you're still outwardly expressing that, like, something is wrong or something, like, you're dealing with something. And I feel like that's always me. Like, I always try to keep composed and act like if I'm going through something, that nothing's wrong, but, like, it's clearly obvious that something's wrong, and, you know, just kind of overcoming that. So this is a song called Screen by 21 Pilots. The ukulele in this one is also really great. So yeah.
I'm seeing everything in slow-mo. Look out below, crashing down to the ground, just like a vertical locomotive. That's a train in my painting, the picture that's in my brain. A train from the sky, locomotive. My motives are insane, my flow's not great. Okay, I conversate with people who know if I flow on a song, I'll get no radio play. While you're doing fine, there's some people and I who have a really tough time getting through this life. So excuse us while we sing to the sky. I'm standing in front of you. Oh.
And that was Screen by 21 Pilots.
So this next song really reminds me of my mom. I don't know why. She just really liked this song, I guess. I didn't know what... I thought it was... You know, it's an older song, but I guess it's only from 1991. It turns out it received a Song of the Year nomination at the 34th Grammy Awards in 1992, the same year that this artist, Mark Cohn, won the Grammy for Best New Artist. So the song is called Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohn.
Shout out, Debbie.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. Catfish on the table. They've got gospel in the air. Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian, child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, was walking with 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring.
Okay, so that was Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohn. And, you know, I've never been to Memphis, but maybe I should go.
I was going to ask if you've ever been to
Memphis.
Have
you been to Memphis?
No. I haven't been. I've been to, like, Florida, but I haven't been, like, too far, like, to the west as much.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been to Chicago. That's as far west as I've been, and I haven't been like inland
Chicago.
Too much. Yeah. So yeah, but maybe someday I'll go to Memphis. I hear it's really pretty. So
we'll take a trip.
Yeah. The next song I'm gonna play is a song that I actually discovered on my Discover Weekly. So shout out to Spotify for this one. That also shout out to my other radio show, which is at 7 p.m. tomorrow on Thursdays. I'm doing songs from my Spotify weekly, but this is a song that I decided to leave out for that one and put in this one because I love it so much. And this is a song by Young the Giant called Mr. Know-It-All. And I don't know, it hits the right itch in my brain for like music, and it's so great and I love it and I'm so excited to play it.
Like to art, she listened to Mozart. People thought she was smart.